Today, Be'ezr Hashem, we learned Afheya Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics we learned about today. The Gemara discusses halachas related to the 2 days Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, whether it is considered 1 or 2 days from a halachic perspective, and we'll bring 5 opinions to elaborate on this. The Gemara will also discuss the concept of kol davar shebeminyan, tzarich minyan achal atir. I'll bring several examples of this in the Torah and in the Mishnayos. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include kol davar shebeminyan, tzarich minyan achal atir. When the Sanhedrin of any generation institutes a custom or laws which become accepted in Klal Yisrael, it receives the status of halacha. No other future bezin has the ability to rescind these laws or customs unless they are greater than the first base din in wisdom or in number of Talmidei Chacham. This is true even if the original reasoning for the takana is no longer applicable. Karam Revai. Fruit that grows in the 4th year, following the 3 years of Arla, is called Revai. Revai fruits are called Kaidish, and must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there while in a state of purity, similar to Maaser Sheni. The Gemara cites a machlekes as to whether Revai applies to all fruits, called Netar Revai, or only to grapes, which is called Kerem Revai.